Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
WEEI Afternoons here. That was the call of Jason Tatum's ankle injury last night in the Celtics' 113-95 win out west against the Kings. As the texter said, I missed an opportunity that would have made Dan Ball roll his eyes. The Celtics are rolling and Tatum rolled his ankle. Should have been what I went into the break with, but you know, it's a work in progress. Everybody's a critic. Everybody's a freaking critic, Fitzy. But indeed, that was the story of the game. The Celtics won, took care of business. They've won six in a row. And yet, Jason Tatum, 25 points, nice night. My guy Jaylen Brown wasn't having a nice night. And three turnovers, minus one for the night.
And funny how Fitzy's guy, Shireman, continues to make positive impacts wherever he gets a chance to, whether he's burying shots or behind the back passes, baby. Let's go.
Two nights ago, he didn't have a great game. But okay, but this is not the Baylor Shireman talk. This is Jason Tatum limping. Jason Tatum. Do we have a Dan Ball, if you could effort for any? And I know Terp is back there as well, so he is sort of our connection to the Celtics beat. Have we had any updates from the West Coast on Jason Tatum? Because I do always wonder, you know, it's okay. He wasn't in a walking boot. He's limping, blah, blah, blah. But a day later, you wake up. Sometimes things change. You feel different.
Do you want him playing anytime soon? I sure as hell don't.
No, I don't. But I also want to know what we're dealing with here. As the Celtics come down the home stretch of the season and try to hit on all cylinders heading into the postseason.
So I did what any good fan does, which is check
Google
the Twitter of Justin Turpin, and there has not been an update. So left ankle sprain, no timetable. They're probably going to be very, very vague about this from a timeline end of regular season perspective, I would guess.
I wonder if Joe Mazzulla has even seen the play yet, because he was quite sure that they got the call right with the flagrant one against Sabonis, but he also said that after admitting he hadn't seen the play. And we started the show, Fitzy, talking about the legality of what Sabonis did. Clearly, by NBA rules, they deemed it a flagrant foul, but does that make it a dirty play? Was he trying to do something that could take Jason Tatum out? Tatum's even had some past comments talking about the officiating of plays such as that and protecting stars. And I get that. And we had a few comparisons. You compared it to the hip drop tackle in the NFL, as you like to say, crossing sports. And I think there's a lot of truth to that, veracity. They're two effort plays by defensive players that kind of can lead to injury, but I don't think they actually
take a shortcut, as some may say.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's a shortcut. It's situationally effective, I guess, is the way maybe I describe it. You got to do what you got to do in the situation. But there's also comparisons to roughing the passer and the protection of quarterbacks and things of that nature, which is probably also accurate because three-point shooters are the lifeblood of modern basketball. Jason Tatum, Steph Curry, these guys that hit a lot of threes are stars. Hell, the Celtics win because of 3 points, basically. That's how they play the game. So protecting them, keeping stars on the court, I get all of that. I get a little uncomfortable with the idea that we're now going to say Sabonis, was intentional, was dirty or whatever. It was a play. He closed out. He landed in his space. He landed on his foot. He rolled his ankle. He limps off. It looks like you've avoided any major injuries. I don't know. I just think if this were the opposite, if this were Al Horford closing out on Steph Curry, do you think a single member of Celtic Nation, any single green teamer would say, oh, that's a dirty play? No, they'd be saying, oh, he's just doing his job.
Yeah, I think if you showed this play to 100 different NBA players and you blurred out the jersey names, numbers, and faces and just said, tell us if you think this play is dirty or not. And I know the pro athletes aren't the super fans, the honks, the homers, and the green teamers. I bet you it'd be like 90 to 10. They would say, no, it's not a dirty play. It's just a competitive play.
Right.
It's basketball. It's sports. What are you going to do?
I almost feel like people would say, did you include the right clip? Is this actually the play you wanted me to look at, that you're asking me whether this is dirty? I've seen this play happen a gazillion times in NBA and college basketball. The difference is he landed on his foot, and it is a rule. Like, I'm not saying it's not a rule and it shouldn't have been a foul. Like, under the letters of their laws, it's absolutely a rule and a foul. But I don't know. To me, it's not much more than that. It is just not a play on, obviously. That's the wrong phrase. But it's move on with your season and be thankful that Jason Tatum, I don't think, suffered a serious injury, because you don't want to be worrying about both Brown and Tatum being healthy when you enter the postseason. Mm-hmm. That is, I won't say that's worst case scenario, but it's less than ideal.
It's far from ideal. I hadn't rewatched it since last night, so just rewatch it again.
Okay.
While we were discussing here. It looks less, now that you know that Tatum is okay, or at least that he said he was just sore, it kind of takes a little bit of the sting off watching the play. I've seen far more, what looked like far more egregious foot plants, where it's like Sabonis went laterally across his body to try to make the block. The foot landed where the foot landed. It's not like he could have moved the feet the same way that you can move the arms. And nor does it look like he, like jab stepped and like put one foot out like deliberately to try to roll the ankle of Tatum. So yeah. And as far as how Tatum's doing, you got from a couple hours ago, one of your sports Twitter doctors here saying likely a classic lateral ankle sprain. He'll do the MRI routine, whatever. Best case scenario, he'll be eligible to return in 7 to 10 days. Worst case scenario, grade 2 sprain. He misses 3 to 4 weeks. Lucky for your Boston Celtics, Andy, the playoffs don't really start for a couple of weeks. So, again, that's why I'm saying put him in Museum of Fine Arts quality wrap. Send him back to Boston. Elevate Rice. Rest, ice, compression, elevation. And get him ready for when it starts mattering in late April. The hell do you need to see him against Phoenix or anyone else for?
And this is the beauty of the situation that the Celtics are basically in. So you are now, as of last night's win, 53-19, 4.5 games back of the Cavaliers, and 8 games up on the Knicks. You are solidly in the 2 seed in the Eastern Conference. You really aren't playing for anything. I mean, you've done a nice job. You've actually closed a little ground on Cleveland, because you're 9-1 in your last 10. They're 6-4, but you're not really playing for anything. You're playing to be the best basketball team you can be when the playoffs open. That's what you're playing for. And how it, now the one negative, I guess you would say, for this is we talked to Brian Scalabrine last week, and he was emphasizing one of the aspects of this late season run is ramping up the minutes for your star players, the Jason Tatums and the Jaylen Browns.
To get them into the 40s right, for when they need it in the playoffs.
Okay. I mean, that in an ideal world, that's what you're trying to do. But this isn't an ideal world. He's now dealing with an injury. And also, in today's modern medicine world, like, they have those underwater treadmills. He can do plenty of running, jogging, conditioning, heart rate, all those things without putting too much stress on the ankle. So you can still work towards that goal of having him be in his best conditioned self for the playoffs.
I'd also like to point out that the Celtics bench is so good. How good is it, Fitz? Well, actually, it's so good that a bunch of the guys on the Celtics bench would probably start on half of the rest of the teams in the NBA. Like, when you can trot out Pritchard and Hauser and Cornette and Horford or Porzingis, depending on which lineup you're rolling out. Like, there's the depth to survive an opening round if you don't have Tatum at his best or need to marginalize his minutes should this recovery take longer than necessary. Look, I'm sure they're gonna play this smartly, Andy. Like, the last thing I'm worried about is Tatum talking his way onto the court 4 to 8 days too early and then really putting a strain on this ankle before the pursuit of Banner 19 begins.
So I didn't consider this potentially anything nefarious, intentional, until Sabonis opened his mouth and made me think.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
As a guy who's coming back from an ankle injury, just how bad do you feel about that Tatum situation?
I feel horrible. You know, I've had a crazy month myself personally, you know, and you never want that to happen, you know, so I apologize.
Domas, where did you see things kind of get the separation from you guys tonight?
We started taking tougher shots there.
Oh, yeah. That's good. All I needed was him telling me that he's had a tough month. Apparently, he has dealt with his own ankle injury. Made me think.
Taking it out on Tatum.
Yeah. It felt like you took him out. Felt like you were very clean until you opened your mouth. Better the world think you're a cheater than open your mouth and prove it or some, I don't know, cliche that doesn't really fit this situation.
Exist or apply in this situation. No. I think.
What was he saying?
I think the gravity of what happened, he was just lost in the competition in the moment. And then didn't realize that he over-pursued and put himself, or rather put Jason Tatum, in a compromising position, leading to Tatum's slight ankle sprain.
Yeah, let's compare this, for example, to remember when Grant Williams took Tatum out? Just flat out headhunted him. Came across the court and de-cleated him.
That is one of still, like, thankfully we knew Tatum was fine, so we could look back and laugh at it. Because that was one of the stupidest things I've ever seen an athlete, let alone a professional basketball player, do.
But also, just inherently, if you've watched any basketball and then you saw the Grant Williams play, you're like, yeah, I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to do that. I don't think that's bad.
You can't charge diagonally across the court and tackle your friend and say, nah, it's okay. He's going to come over for dinner tomorrow night.
We're going to have wings.
He almost knocked the man out.
So compare that to what Sabonis did, where he's just like the traditional, you've seen it at that, I'm just going to jump toward the three-point shooter with my hand in the air and try to make it a little more difficult. And then he comes out with this apology referencing how he's had a bad month. It's like he's explaining why he did something really bad. He didn't need to explain it.
I get it. You know what it was? He probably watched Sunday night's episode of The White Lotus and was still in such a weird headspace that he lost himself last night.
I don't get the reference because I don't watch White Lotus, but I bet you a lot of listeners do because that's been a very popular show. I just say you're sorry that he got hurt. You're sorry he landed on your foot. You never want to see another player, right? You never want to see another player get hurt.
No, never. No, especially out of conference. Now, I'm sure if this happened, you know, against the Cavaliers, one of them would be like, oh, man, this is terrible.
Yeah, that's really bad. I hope it doesn't make him miss playoff time and allow us to go to the NBA
Finals. It was a player they signed off the street that day who did it, too.
617-779-7937. The Celtics, are they in trouble if Tatum is dinged up in the postseason? Do you believe there was anything dirty about what Sabonis did last night that led to Jason Tatum limping off in the third quarter with a ankle injury. And Bill Chisholm, did you know he's a big fan, but his wife is an even bigger fan of Joe Mazzulla? We might play that audio next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and for the final time today, sadly, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.